think.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to our first day of chapel. Such a privilege to have you here in God's house. And we hope and pray that you will make this a regular part of your daily schedule. So we have chapel every day that there are classes from 10 until about 10:15. So just encourage you to build that into your daily schedule. Just to introduce you to a few things about chapel, those of you that are new, I see a lot of familiar faces too. But those of you that are new, if you take out the hymn book that's next to you, okay, and then look at the little sheet that we have for today, we often refer to this as the bulletin, and the hymns are always listed there. If you find the section of the hymn book with the big numbers at the top and music, those are the hymns, okay? Some of you maybe haven't been used to using a hymn book, but that's the hymns that are always indicated. Typically, we stand when we sing hymns, so please make a note of that as well. If you go to turn to hymn number one, please turn to that. It's a wonderful hymn. Blessed Jesus, at thy word, we are gathered all to hear thee. And then what I want you to do is turn back one more page. So backwards, one more page, to pages 202 and 203, okay? And if you turn that sideways, you'll see it's a calendar. It's called a lectionary. Way back in the ancient Christian church, they decided that to make sure that we teach the entire teachings of the Bible, the whole counsel of God, they call it, we'll make sure that every Sunday we have different readings and prayers to help us learn and understand the entire Christian faith in a year. And so we sort of follow some of those readings and the themes that are in those readings for each week throughout the school year. So you'll see that reflected that quite often, it's not so much this week, but quite often as we get into the school year, you'll see that those themes are kind of flowing through each week in our chapel services. One other quick housekeeping thing about the books. When you came in, you should have found the book with the bottom, the spine down in the holder. If you could leave it that way, please. If it wasn't, make sure it gets that way. When you put them in this way, it breaks the backs, and our custodians have to go through and change everyone. So if you would, please put those in that way. So we begin our first day of chapel with hymn number 444. Please note the verses 1, 2, 3, and 5. God's blessings on our worship today.
Consecrated, Lord, to thee.
Bible reading, our scripture lesson for today is taken from the 24th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, verse 35. And Jesus says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would strengthen our faith through them. Amen." You may be seated. Did you first realize that you are an idiot? Okay, maybe you've never had that happen, but I did, frequently. The first time I remember of realizing I was an idiot was when I was about 6. And after our family devotions every night, my parents would have us say the Lord's Prayer. And they taught us to fold our hands and close our eyes when we said that prayer. And one night, I noticed my little sister had her eyes open. And so I decided it would be wise of me to inform my father that she had her eyes open during the Lord's Prayer. It was about that time my parents realized I wouldn't be getting any academic scholarships to college. It's interesting when we think about how you have learned things, maybe in your childhood, and how you gain knowledge, and how information is fed to you. Your parents, all the way back from when you were a little child, are putting things into your brain, and into your heart, and into your conscience. They're trying to embed information into you that will help you have a successful and happy life, and hopefully a life beyond that, beyond the grave. This passing on of knowledge is such an absolutely important part of life. And it is what parenting is primarily for, is this passing on of information. Be interesting to just go around and find out, what do you think was the earliest lesson that you ever learned? The earliest thing that you remember learning? And people who study cognitive behavior will tell you that that happened even as far back as in the womb. The brain is developing in the womb and learning things already. At birth, they estimate that the human brain is about 25% developed of what it will be. By age 5, they believe it's already 90% developed. Isn't that amazing? How crucial those early first years are in a person's life. And so throughout your life, your brain, your mind, is constantly gathering information. It's constantly looking for and being fed or reading or whatever way to try to put things down into your cognitive development so that it will help you in life. And even if you're just sitting and being entertained, even if you're just playing a video game, you are actually learning. Maybe not much, but you are learning. Even during Fortnite, okay, you can still be learning, that your brain is still absorbing things as well. Now, there's actually some knowledge in the world that appears to have been lost. There is information and knowledge that didn't make it from one generation down to succeeding generations. In architecture, there were gaps in ancient days, all the way back to the Greeks, of people that had lost the knowledge, for instance, of how to build a dome. Or down in the Mayan cultures in South America, there are things that today, people who study construction look at it and they say, how did they ever do that? We have no idea what they could have done with ancient tools and things. There appears to be, in times and places, information that doesn't even make it. It fades away. It passes away. And that's true in our brains as well as we develop in life. As you get older, you'll start to find that it's harder to remember things. I'm getting there. You'll start to realize that your brain doesn't absorb as much as you get older. And certainly for those with dementia and Alzheimer's, you can see how that information tends to get lost as well. Back in the late 1700s in Paris, the Enlightenment had brought in this new rush of modern knowledge, and, and education, and there was this great surge of people developing and inventing new things, and new discoveries were being made. And they got, at that time, they got so arrogant, thinking that they had learned everything there was to know, that in Paris, they actually shut down the patent office because they thought, we've got it all figured out. That was the late 1700s. Think of how many things have been learned and known and passed on and information from that point down to us today. So, the professors here at Bethany, in all of your classes, are here to dispense to you knowledge and information that will help you with your life, that will help you live a productive life. But what I love about the professors here at Bethany is that they realize that all the knowledge that you can gain in this life about this world and life will ultimately pass away. It's all going to go away, either out of your brain or when the world comes to an end. And this is what I love about the Bethany professors. Not only do they excel at teaching you that knowledge about life and the world, but most importantly, they care about what Jesus is talking about in this Bible reading. That there is a knowledge that will never pass away. Listen to his words again. Heaven and earth will pass away, meaning the sky and this planet, but my words will by no means pass away. There used to be a professor at Oxford years ago, and he said this, I love this. He says, the one who has created the tongue, will he not speak? The being, God himself, who has created your eyes and your ears and your tongue and your intellect and your brain, should we be surprised that he has decided to communicate with you about himself and about the things that really matter beyond this life? Should that surprise us that this almighty God has chosen to come into human history and to teach us the most important, the deepest, the most long-reaching things that there are about life into eternity? And he has done that through his word. And that's what this building is dedicated toward. And it's sprinkled through all of your classes as well, and it's in the hearts of your professors as well, while they teach you other subjects. But through that word of God, God comes to us and teaches us the truth about our relationship to him, that we are fallen creatures, that we're full of sin, that we have no hope of getting to heaven by ourselves, but that God in his mercy and grace loves you and me and has sent his son to be the atoning sacrifice, the one to pay the punishment for all of our sins and guilt before God. And by faith in that Savior, Jesus Christ, we now have the hope of getting out of our grave someday and rising from the dead, just like Jesus himself did, so that we can go and live forever with the angels in heaven. That's what this building is dedicated to. That's what the professors in your classes are really ultimately dedicated to. Even though they're going to teach you some great things that'll help you in your earthly life, that's really what matters the most to them. And so I hope and pray that you recognize and appreciate that wonderful treasure here at Bethany. There is a consistency and constancy of that truth of God's word that goes all the way back as long as time goes in the history of God's church. What do you think will be the last bit of information that you learn in your life before you die? What do you think will be the last item of information that gets put into your brain before you die? When I was a parish pastor, I would go sit at the bedside of a number of Alzheimer's patients and some very elderly people. Many of them couldn't remember me, and they couldn't remember their own names. They couldn't remember their families' and kids' names. It's a hard stage to watch someone get to. But what I always loved is when I would do a devotion with them, and I would say the Lord's Prayer, they had the Lord's Prayer. Sometimes it was in German or Norwegian, what they learned when they were tiny little kids. But to me, that was a little reminder from God of what Jesus is talking about. Heaven and earth will pass away, but he says, my words will never pass away. Make that word your treasure while you're here at college and throughout your life. Amen. Please rise for prayer. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for giving us your holy word, by which you teach us the truth about ourselves and about this life, but most importantly about the life that is to come through faith in Christ. Stir up in our hearts a love for that word, and teach us always to be students of it throughout our entire life, that someday we may sit in your presence forevermore. Bless us in this new academic year in all that we say and do. We pray it in Christ's saving name. Amen. We close with our hymn. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Go in peace. Amen.